Morning, today's daf is daf ches. So let's take it from the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, Otet Nakuf, so if you have a pot, flower pot, and there's a hole in the bottom, Hamunach Agave Yisedos, that is placed on top of pegs, some type of stand beams, so it's above ground, it's hanging above the ground, and there are holes, so there's some nourishment that's able to connect from the holes of the pot, the ground through the holes in the pot, the flower themselves. The halacha is, it's banul l'achlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim. It really depends on l'achlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim, and we're talking seemingly about the zraim issues here, that's what I'm guessing, right, about zraim. So halacha is that, let's say it's planted above ground, so it's not in Kedushas Haaretz, but since there's a hole in the bottom of the pot, it connects to the ground, even though it's not really physically connected, but at least somehow the nourishment is traveling through the air. So that's going to be machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. So Rashi explained the machlokes here. So if you look at the Rashi, the last Rashi in the page here, banul machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. The Rabbanan avira de kamad de manchidami. The airspace is considered an extension of the ground, so therefore it's viewed as Kedushas Haaretz, even though it's really floating. And the Rabbi Yehuda, lo mechayev b'maisa midiraisa ad mancha be'ara, he thinks it's not mechayev midiraisa, he does not view the airspace as being a continuation of the ground, and therefore it's not chayev midiraisa, maybe midirbanan is, but midiraisa, it's not chayev, and so it's actually physically placed on the ground. So that's the initial understanding of Rabbi Zera. So it comes along Rabbi Yehuda, comes along Rava, Amar Rava, Dilma Lohi. Maybe this is not true. Maybe you cannot compare the Machlokas elsewhere. The Machlokas elsewhere was regarding the Avira de Erta'amim, right? The airspace of Erta'amim, where that's going to be Tamayu.
Where the other Machlokas is by Svina.
The boat with the dirt and chutzart that's on the boat that's going along the river, whether or not that's considered part of the ground or not part of the ground. So the Gemara says it's not really the same exact comparison. Because Rava says, Dilma lohi ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yehuda hasam. Rabbi Yehuda only says there, ela besvina, only with respect to a boat. Ha'asuya livroach, Rashi says, top line of Chesam and Aleph. Ha'asuya livroach, kilomar mipnei shehi mehalechas kol shah. Since it's constantly moving, so it doesn't stay in one place, it's not viewed as an extension of the ground. Right? It's considered completely disconnected. But a pot has a hole in it, the perforated pot that has a hole in it that's not moving, is viewed as connected to the ground. Low, maybe he wouldn't say that. Maybe he'd agree in this case. It is considered part of the ground since it's not moving. Inami. Alternatively, you could distinguish in a different direction. Ad kan lo kam rabban hasam el besfina. Maybe only by a boat. De lo mafsik avira de maya ki ara de smichasa de maya. Maybe only by the boat, there is no airspace. There's water separating between the boat and the ground, but that water is something physical, is mamashes to it, and therefore that's considered a continuation of the ground, that's considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But there's airspace, there's nothing that's connecting it, so lo, he would not view it as being connected to the ground, and therefore these two mechlokasim are not necessarily the same. It comes along Rav Nachman now, Bar Yitzchak, Amar bin Haros, Deret Yisrael, Dechliyama Lopliki. We're going back to the discussion of boats, that again, Rabbi Yehuda said that when a person has the Afar, the Chutzlart, that's on a boat above Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda felt that that was not part of Eretz Yisrael itself, and Rabban felt that it was part of Eretz Yisrael. So that whole discussion, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, Dechliyama Lopliki. Everyone agrees, nobody argues about this, says Rashi. Four lines from the top here. Chuliyama lo pligi de ke'eret Yisrael ninu. This is considered part, if you have a river, the Jordan River, or any of the other rivers throughout Eretz Yisrael, it's the ke'eret Yisrael ninu. It's considered a continuation of the ground itself. The afagav dein tzvinus gosheshos, even though the boats are not, what was a good word for gosheshos? Dragging. That's what they're dragging. Yeah, I wasn't sure the actual term, but it's not dragging. The time of the get, lomishim yinikim in akarkahu, the get, the fact that a person's bringing a get from the boat has nothing to do with the fact that it's yonik, it's nourishing from the ground. Kemaisu kachvius, hilgach loshna nahar, loshna yivesha. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's a dry land or there's a river there. It has to be in Eretz Yisrael proper. Ki pligi, when they argue, is b'yam ha-gadol. It comes to Yamagadol, the Mediterranean Sea, that's the machlokes. The Tanya, the Raisa says, Ezehu Eretz ve'ezu Chutzlarts. Where's the border that tells us what part of Eretz Yisrael and what is Chutzlarts? Kol sheshofea v'yored miturei Amnon ulefnim. Anything that comes down, slopes down from the mountains of Amnon, and inside of that is considered Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amnon ulechutzlarts is considered la'aretz ha'anasin shebiyam. Anything from that point and out is considered chutzarts. So Turei, there's probably a picture in some of these. Here I have a picture of mine. So again, it's one of the northern mountains on top there. You draw a line from there down to the south, and it's going to cover, include some of the water within that. So anything to the east of that line is going to be Eretz Yisrael. Anything to the west of that line is Chatzart. You see the picture? Those without articles are Masiftas. This is the northern mountain there, and it shoots down to, we make a line there. Anything inside the water is considered Eretz Yisrael. Anything outside that's considered Chutzlarts. Okay. Fine. That's the first distinction. And then the Hanisin, Shebiyam, the different islands that are in the sea, Ron Osok Ilu Chut Matua Chaleam Mitur Amnon Anacha Mitzrayim. That's why I just said that the islands are going to be, I don't know if they have any of those right now on the Mediterranean, so close to Eretz Yisrael, maybe they used to have, maybe got washed up. But if you have any islands that are going to be from the inside that line, from that, again, the Mitur Amnon, all the way down to Nacha Mitzrayim, Minachut Lufnim, from inside that line, Eretz Yisrael, Minachut Luchutz, from that string and beyond to the west, is going to be Chutzlart. That's all according to the Tanakhama. Now comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kol Shek Neged Eretz Yisrael, Harehu Keretz Yisrael. Anything that is not connected, but corresponding, adjacent, or facing Eretz Yisrael, that's considered Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ugvul Yam, the border of the east, the border of the water, Hayalachem Hayam HaGadol, the eastern border is the Yam HaGadol, Ugvul Zeh Yelachem, Gvul Yam. So this border should be the eastern border. Okay, so what's he saying there? So if you look at Rashi, so Rashi says, two medium wide lines down in Rashi, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol hayam shekeneged avir shel Eretz Yisrael, any water that is going to be connected to, equal to the land of Eretz Yisrael, v'afil ado kainos, even to go all the way out to the west, to the Atlantic Ocean, l'marav shu besof olam, they thought the end of the world, harei hu keret Yisrael. Shenemar, the pasuk says, yam hagadol v'gvul hai, v'gvul kra yiserhu, the word gvul is extra, k'lememar da'af rochav hayam b'chalatchum. So Mace, you're taking the Eretz Yisrael and going all the way to as far west as you could possibly go, into the Atlantic. All that is considered extension of Eretz Yisrael, much, much further than Tanakhama.
What's the bottom border?
The bottom border is Nachal Mitzrayim.
Which is which one?
There's this river. I think it's the Nile. So that point is all considered.
No, there are no islands.
No islands, right? But at some point there must have been, I guess. Or it could be if islands develop or people create, and China makes their own islands and stuff. Or what?
Or they got washed out.
Right, I'm thinking they got washed out, probably.
Less than Greece, Cyprus.
Yeah, but it seems from here that it would not be included in this line. It's too far away, I think. Okay. Now, continuing in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda now, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'hanisim shebet stadim, the islands that are on the sides, I think the sides here mean north and south of that, right? So north and south, again, you're drawing these lines now, these horizontal lines according to Rabbi Yehuda, going all the way out west to the Atlantic. So north and south, but stadim, so he says, Rowan, osan kilu chut mituach alen, mikapluria vadiomakainus, uminach metzayim vadiomakainus. You're drawing this line from, again, the Kaploria, I'm not sure exactly where that is, somewhere in the north.
Rashi says.
Where's that, Rashi?
It's a city that sits on the top of Horahar.
Ah, okay, so all the way up in the north then. It's the northern border, says Rashi. And you draw a line from there all the way out west to as far as you could go. And the same thing, it's a different border than Har Tur Amnon. Sounds different. And then the south, the same thing. You take Nachum HaTzayim and draw a horizontal line out to the west. And then he says, they're continuing to say, Minachud Lufnim, inside those two lines is going to be considered Eretz Yisrael. If the island will be that. Now that case would probably refer to some of the Greek islands there. Yeah.
Probably even Italy.
Yeah, possibly. And then you could draw lines.
Well, this is Lagave what? Lagave Meister, Trumas
Meister. No, this is going to get.
Just Lagave Gittin.
Yeah.
I say you got
Meister. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it wouldn't apply to anything else.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Ramam for a second. And then the Bays here, this is brought down in Trumas, actually. There's Aleph and Bays. Aleph, the first Machlokas of Naharos that everyone agrees is part of Eretz Yisrael, that's about Gittin. This Brisa, the Ramam only brings it by Hilchos Trumos. You would seem that they would be the same, though. The Gemara seems to be equating the two. I'm not sure whether Rambam doesn't bring both into each area of halacha. That seems to be a question.
Here you go. You're going to Africa.
Africa? Oh, what? Isn't Africa jumped up north?
If you draw a straight line.
You hit the top, the northern
to
west.
To the ocean. Yeah.
I guess maybe the line, how straight should the line be?
Right, that's the question.
You don't know if it's, it could be angle from our perspective. Yeah. Just because our map has it one way doesn't mean who drew the line in that way. So Andy's asking a good question here. Is this Gittin Trumos? It seems to be a steer within the Rambam. That even though the Gemara equates these two halachas, they don't seem to be equated in the Rambam. I don't see it being addressed here, though. Okay, I don't know. Let's keep going. It's Kasha and the Rambam. Okay. The Gemara says further now. So that's Machlokas Tanakana Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama draws a vertical line, a very limited area of what's considered the scope of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda draws horizontal lines out to the west, which is a much larger scope of what's considered Eretz Yisrael with regards to Gittin and possibly Trumos as well. So Gemara now says, Rabbanan Hai Gvul Mai Avdile. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda extended it so far, the Yamha Hagadol, is because the extra word Gvul. You expanded the borders. So what did the Rabbanan do with the word Gvul? Mibailei Linasin, Nilisin rather, to include the islands as well. Rabbi Yehuda Nisin Lo Tzricha Gra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't need the islands were within the borders, so what was the need for that? Seems to be a good question. Rashi didn't explain much where the Machlokas is here. Rashi just explains Mibailei Linisin, this is two Y lines down in Rashi, Demin Hachud Lufnim Letzad Mizrahi, the eastern part of the line. Don't say that the beach is considered the border. You would have thought, if it's not connected, there's no continuation from the land, that wouldn't be considered part of it. So the word Gvul, according to the Rabbanan, had to include even the islands. Okay, interesting. If you look at Tosos for a second, Tosos Dibur Maschil Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda had this very expansive definition of what Eretz Yisrael is considered. So it asks, Shal Rabbeinu Peter, the Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbeinu Tam rather. Dibizman Hazeh, nowadays, Hayal Lischaiv Rabbi Yehuda B'maiser, Shem B'marava, Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now we're in the West. Now they're in Europe somewhere, in France. So they're in France. So their line, according to your line, it wouldn't be included. If we drew the line, France would not be included. No. Yeah, so they drew. Must have had.
They didn't have maps. So, right. I mean, they had maps, but they didn't know exactly.
They weren't as accurate.
Right.
So for us, it isn't even a Shaila.
Right.
So.
But to us, it would include Africa.
Right. But again, their lines must have went in an angle.
Yeah, but it has to be a tremendous.
So I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I don't get the question. But they wanted to know why wasn't France lechora there in France? Why was it not included? Because it's the west of Eretz Yisrael. V'heishiv d'lo kaima lank Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, he would mechayev meiser in France. That's amazing. Now, clearly, many Rishonim didn't feel this way. They felt they were at Chutz Laretz.
If France is included, then Italy also.
Yeah, everything between France
because
and...
Because if you look at a straight line towards France, you have Italy.
You have a lot of Europe there.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a fascinating a suggestion. Ava Kasha. He has a problem with this. So his question now in terms of Gittin, though, he knew that they were all learned people throughout Europe, France, Germany, they all knew Lishma, and they were Edim going back and forth. Then he goes on to the definition has to be included in areas that were conquered by Oli Bavel, which seems to be another requirement. I'm not sure that relates to here right now. Or another explanation is Inami kite perish bekuntris dechol shekineged Eretz Yisrael haynu kol hayam only in the waters shekineged Eretz Yisrael delo ayri biyabasha not referring to dry land shadow kindness elbenisin shabiyam only the islands that are dispersed throughout the ocean the sea is considered the dafka kidechsev ad yam hagadol mavo hashemesh yegvuchem only in the waters but not in the dry land. Okay, so interesting. Interesting discussion whether France is considered an extension of Eretz Israel.
Right.
Okay, fine. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara now, the two dots says, Rabbi Meir Omer Akko Keretz Israel. Going back to the first Mishnah, in the Masechta, Akko was considered, according to Rabbi Meir, at least part of Eretz Yisrael.
Because Tanakama said that Akko was part of the north.
Part of
the
north. Akko and Akko Kitzafondami.
Right.
So Rabbi Meir says, no, Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael itself. Now, it is. It's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, according to our...
Well, now
Akko
is way inside. Yeah.
Right. So, by my name, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Hamocher Avdu L'Surya, Kimocher B'chutz L'Arts Dami Yolo. A person who sells the Eved to Surya, is that like selling L'chutz L'Arts, or is it not like selling, or is it like selling within Eretz Yisrael? Who cares about selling? What does it mean selling an Eved L'chutz L'Arts? So Rashi explains three wide lines down. Surya, he Erem Tzova, I'm not sure what that refers to, Surya. The Kavsha David V'osif al Eretz Yisrael. This is an area that David HaMelech had conquered and added on to the borders there of Eretz Yisrael. Kimocher b'chutz l'art, says Rashi, v'tanan l'kaman, the Mishnah later on tells us, ha'mocher avdu l'chutz l'art, yatz l'cheres. When you sell an Eved, kenani, l'chutz l'art, he goes free. D'kansina l'lokeach, we're going to penalize the owner, mishum de Eved shayach b'mitzvos. The very interesting lashon Rashi is Eved shayach b'mitzvos. The Gemara b'bakama says shayach b'mitzvos. We've discussed, I think, a number of times, certainly when we did Yivamos, when Eved kenani keeps mitzvos, la, like the mitzvos the woman keeps, is that a shayach, he just is no hake mitzvos, but he's not really chai betzim, or really is chai betzim, he has to do mitzvos, he just has a p'tur like women, but he's really a somewhat of a partial Jew. Is he really a not a Jew at all? He just is no hake mitzvos, like the gonim say, or is he really chai b'mitzvos? Lashon shayach b'mitzvos that Rashi uses, and I think the Masora Shas says it comes from the Gemara later on, but I think Gemara Baba Kama also, shayach sounds like he just is relevant to mitzvos, but he's not really chai b'mitzvos. It's an interesting lashon. V'aser lateis me'eret l'chutz l'aretz, and there's a prohibition to leave Eretz Yisrael. So when the owner sells him, we penalize the lokeach to, he doesn't get the money, he loses the Eved Kenani, he goes scot-free, and that's it. So when you sell to Surya or to someone in Surya, is that going to be considered the chutz l'aretz and he'll be penalized, or it's considered part of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, now, Amar Lahu, Tanisua, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko Keretz Yisrael, Legidin in La Vadim Lo, only very limited, only with respect to Gidin is it considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But with regard to other halachas, such as selling of Adam, it's not considered Eretz Yisrael. V'koshken Surya d'mecharka tuva. Certainly Surya, which is much further north than that of Akko, would certainly not be considered part of Eretz Yisrael with respect to Avadim. Gemara quotes from a Bryce, now Tanur Rabbanan, b'shloshet racham shavsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael v'shloshet l'chutz l'aretz. Surya is this quasi-Eretz Yisrael where three halachas, it's similar to Eretz Yisrael, and with regards to three other halachas, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. And the siman to remember this is Av Bar Rak, those six letters. Ofra, the dirt of Surya is like touching any dirt in Chutzart, which is going to be metame a person. Rashi says, Afar tame, shigazala. Okay, not more than that. Fine, that's number one. The Afar is tame like anything else in Chutzart. Hamevi get misurya kamevi mi Chutzart, and therefore you would have to say, Befani nechtav. Befani nechtav, did I skip one? I skipped one, sorry. Again. Afra maybe tamei kuchotzarts. That's number one. Number two is hamocher avdol suria is kimocher bechotzarts, and the owner would be penalized. Number three is hamevi get misuria kimevi bechotzarts. You have to say b'fayin nachtav if it comes from suria. Those are three halachas. It's like chotzarts. Ubishlosh shel Eretz Yisrael says the Gemara. And with regards to three halachas, it's like Eretz Yisrael itself. Chayavis b'meiser uveshvius Eretz Yisrael. That's one halacha. All shvius halachas, all zraim halachas apply to it. Number two is Harota Likanis Labatara Nichnas. One who wants to enter into Tara can enter in. The Gemara will ask, what do you mean? Didn't we just say that the dirt is Tameh? So you can't enter in with Tara. Anything you go through Surya is going to make you Tameh. That we'll get to in a second. And the third halacha that it's like Eretz Yisrael is Hakone Sade Besurya Kikone Sade Be'eretz Yisrael. Or rather, it's a Kikone Befruya Yushalayim. The Gemara will explain what that means. It's like buying land in Eretz Yisrael itself. Okay. So Gemara is going to explain each one of these now. So firstly, with regards to Chayeves, B'maiser, B'shvius, Eretz Yisrael, how could that be true? How could Surya, which is not really part of the borders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, how could it have the din of Kedusha Shvius, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, with regards to Maiser? So he explains, Kesavar, Kivush Yochid, Shemei Kivush, that this opinion holds that if a single individual, in this case it's really referring to David himself conquered the land of Surya, it's considered as part of Eretz Yisrael itself, and that's why it's Chayev in all these halachas. Seshi Kivush Yochid, did David Shloha you call yourself a Yachad Kedach Shu Bekivish Yeshua Shu Kulam Vichav Shula Tzar call yourself call them Chalukah? It wasn't like the times of Yeshua where the entire Klal was fighting and conquered it. Shel El Aval David Lo Kavish El Tzarcha. David conquered it for his own personal needs, whatever those needs were, even though he may have had an army, it wasn't the entire Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's viewed as a kibush yachid, and this opinion holds that kibush yachid is kibush dami, and therefore part of Eretz Yisrael itself, and chayv in shvius and meiser. Harot likanis bla batara nichnas. So the other halacha that we said Shuya is similar to Eretz Yisrael is that one who wants to enter with tara can. So what a strange thing. V'hamris, didn't we say, in the first part is afra tamei. So it's the touching the dirt is tamei. So we see that Surya is tamei. You cannot enter it tahor. So what's the answer? So Gemara says, answers as follows. Bishida b'teva u'migdal. Person enters in some type of box or some type of tower. If you enter into a box which serves as an ohel, then a person will be protected from the afar of the Eretz Ha'amim when you pass through Surya, and you can become tahor. You know, remain tower in that way. The Tana, the Brisa tells us, "Hanichnas la'aretz ha'amim b'shita teva migdal, Rabbi mitameh, for Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda mitaher." V'afila, and even Rabbi lo kamitameh, even Rabbi who's mitameh passing through with this moving ohel, it's only mitameh elaber ta'amim. The gazu al gusha val avira. All other parts of chutzarts are tameh, both the gush, both the dirt, the mound, and the airspace. Aval surya was different. Al gusha gazu, only on the actual dirt, as we said before, the offer is tameh, but on the avira, al avira lo gazu. And therefore one could pass through surya, betara, with a shida, migdal, or teva. Okay. Alright, so this reminds us of that Tosos, that Gemara Nida, not the Gemara Nazir. Remember that Gemara Nazir? About why the Eretz Amim are Tameh? And one of the opinions from the Mabul, Mesei Mabul. So he refers to that Sigi there in Tosos here.
And the Avir is because the Rabbanan were Gozer, so people shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Tam of the Avir. So that's why it makes sense the Surya is Chaluk and the Tudinim, because else you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, and that they weren't Gozer because they didn't consider it to be leaving Eretz Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Else the Mesei Mabul, it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael.
Metzias, it was. Uh-huh. I was looking at these Tosfos for a second, whether we should look through them or not. Seem interesting.
What time is Shacharis today?
Okay, let's keep going. Gemara now says, what does it mean when the Gemara said the third halacha that Surya was similar to Eretz Yisrael was with respect to Hakone Sada B'Surya Kikone B'Furya Yushalayim? What does that mean? Lamai Hilchsa, with regards to which halacha? So Amar of Sheshev. Sheshev says, Lomar Shekos Fin Alav Ono V'Afilu Shabbos. You could write an Ono, which Rashi says is a Shtar Michir. He brings a ride from the Gemara Baba Basra. And even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, Rashi says, "Imlacha min havoit kachav." If you buy a land of Eretz Yisrael and now Surya from a Goy, on Shabbos you're allowed to buy it. So when I ask B'Shabbos, you would think to sign a document on Shabbos? How could that be? How could you violate Shabbos to be Kone Eretz Yisrael and certainly a Kone Surya? So Kedama Rava Omer Lovit Kachavim V'Ose. You tell a Goy, Amir Lakum, Hachanami Omer Lovit Kachavim V'Ose. You could tell a Goy to sign the document for you. Even though normally Amir Lakum is considered Shavuos and us to do in Shabbos. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael Lo Gazer Banam. Because of settling Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says twofold: Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael legarish of the chavim, to divorce them, to send them off; Uliyoshev Eretz Yisrael, and to settle Eretz Yisrael. For those two, again, double sided reasons, same two sides of the two opposite sides of the same coin, is permitted Amir Akam in order to get this point. Now, I think Tosa talks about, does this mean to say that for any shvita shus v'makom mitzvah? Now you could even violate a din deraisa. So normally we say shush the shvi paskin shvus amir lakum itself is a derbanim. You could tell a goy to do another derbanim for the purpose of a mitzvah. They can tell a goy to do a imlacha deraisa for mitzvah. So ramah does bring down in some extreme cases. Sometimes you can. This would seem to say that you're allowed to a shvus on a ksiva, which is imlacha deraisa, can be permitted b'malka mitzvah. I think Tosus talks about this. Right, exactly. Yeah, but that's it's a gemara in Erevin about this, right? Warming the water up for the baby. There's a large discussion here. But we do not permit deraisas unless there are a few exceptions in extreme cases where we would allow for it, but typically not.
So normally, if a guy leaves and you want to take over the land, you're allowed to write the shtar.
You could tell another guy.
Right. And here it would be the same.
Yes.
Because it's considered deraisa and we want to take it.
Exactly. Okay, the two dots now, halfway down the Amud, the Gemara says, Taner Rabbanan. Evet Shehevi Gito V'Kasev Bo. Okay, a little bit confusing this part of the Gemara now. So the Bryce says, an Evet Shehevi Gito. An Evet comes, an Evet Kanani, has a get, his get shichur, his document proving his freedom. The kasabo, it's written on this document, atzmicha, yourself, v'nichsai, and all my property, the owner writes this, kenui lecha, it's going to be, it's handed over to the Eved, so now the document says the Eved's free, and plus he owns all the property of his previous owner. So what's the halacha here? So the halacha is atzmo kana, he's kona himself, nechasim lo kana, but the property, he's not going to be kona. So Rashi explains here, Eved Shehevi Gito, Mimidinas Hayam, Vitzarech Lomer, he also has to say, Bifare Nechtav Ki'isha Hamivia Gita. We'll see this later on in the Gemara Daf Test, tomorrow's Daf. Echa Gita Nashim Echad Shichuri Avadim Shavulu Molecha Mevi, fine. So Atzma Kone says Rashi, Dinem on who Al Shichuru, he's believed on his own freedom, Lomer Bifare Nechtav, Vein Tzarech Edim Hil Kaimo. However, the Nechasim Lokana says Rashi is Debay Edim Kishar Kim Sharosav. With regards to himself, it's no different than a Gerisha, that it's the same halachas you trust Bifare Nechtav, even though he himself is trusted. Regarding the Nechasim, that's like any other Dini Mamanis, we don't trust him. You need two other Edim to prove this. So therefore, we're able to split up this document and say half it's correct and the other half is not correct. We're not necessarily proven. So Gemara asks now, Ibailu, let's say the Shtar said, Kol Nichsai, all my property is going to be given over to you, the Eved. So Ma, what's halacha? So Abai says, Mitoch shekona asma, from the fact that we know he's able to prove, say, for himself, he's kona, and the statement attaches the two together. It doesn't say, you're kona and my property is kona. They've lumped them together in one sentence, one phrase, so we can't divorce the two. So Rava says, since he's able to be kona himself, he could also, he's kona in the chasm, they go hand in hand, you can't separate the two. So comes along Rava, Amar LeRava, Rava Bishma Atzma. I understand that Atzma Liknei Midid Havei Get Isha. I understand he's able to be kone himself, just like a woman can be kone herself with the statement that she's bringing a get. Ella Nechasim Lo Liknei, but he's not able to be kone. He can't acquire property. Midid Havei Akim Sharos Dama. No different than the other Sharos. You can't just say it's mine without having Aiden prove the document is a good document. So how the Abai likes the question. Says he therefore changes his mind and says, Mitoch shelo kana nechasim lo kana atmo. Abai is not willing to separate the statement because it's really all in one package, one phrase. So he says, you're right. From the fact that he's not able to be kona the nechasim, he also is not able to be kona himself. And the Rava says, wait a second, the other side. Amay Rava bishma nechasim lo liknei midei davei kim sharos dam. I understand that the property he can't acquire because no different than the other properties. Atmo liknei, but he should be able to prove himself being free, midi dehava a get isha, no different than in get isha. So El Amar Rava therefore says, I'll tell you what the halacha should be. It should really be echad zev echad zev atmo kana nechasim lo kana. He's able to separate the statements, both scenarios, whether it's one statement that says kol nechasim knui lecha, or it's a statement of atmecha v'nichsai knui lecha. Both them, he's able to acquire himself and be free. And both cases, he's not able to acquire the property. So comes along now, Amar Le Rav Ada Bar Masna Le Rava. He says to Rava, Kiman, who do you hold like? You must hold like the Tana Rabbi Shimon, the Dama Rabbi Hakina Dibur, that he's able to separate a statement. That even though it says, Kol Nechasim Kunilacha, it's all one package, you're able to separate within that phrase the Eved and the Nechasim. So who is Rabbi Shimon? The Tana and the Mishnah tells that the Mishnah appears later on in the Masechta here. Because that's actually a mission in Peah. Hakosev kol nechasiv la'avdo, yotze ben charen. A person writes all his property to an Eved, and Rashi says the Lashon is, kagon kol nichsai nesun lecha, all my property is given to you. That's similar to what he had said before. That was the Ibailu. All my property is one package given to you. Yotze ben charen. The ben charen goes free, says Rashi. Yatsa ben Chorin, Shaf hu bechal nechasim, he's also included in the property, bekol shar nechasim nami kana, but all the other property is also kona, according to the Tanakhama. We haven't seen Rabbi Shimon just yet.
This is, he gave it in front of us. It's not the Eved coming with a shtar right. From Medina Sayyam. Yeah. The Adon actually gave it in front of him. Which is
and
why
it's called nechasim, he's saying, yeah.
It's called nechasim.
Uh-huh.
Because before we said, no one said that he gets nechasim, if him Rabba didn't say he get kol nechasim.
So that's why this case here, Tanakama thinks everything is going to be kona because it was the Eidim were present. Okay, fine. Let's say it's a case of Shire Karker Kolshu. Let's say he leaves aside a little bit. Rashi says, Shire Karka Kolshu Lo Yatza Ben Chorin Lav Karka Lav Dak. It doesn't necessarily mean Karka, just one of his properties, which could include even the Eved. So if he leaves over a small amount to himself, the owner doesn't give it back. He leaves 1%. I think all the billionaires now give away 99% of their money to keep 1% for themselves. That 1% is a significant amount for them. But they leave back 1% of their property. So what's the halacha there? Lo yata ben charon, there the Eved Kanani cannot go to be free, because it's possible part of the property he left behind was the property of the Eved Kanani.
Right.
Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer, Liolam hu ben charon. He really is a ben charon. Ad shiomer kol nichsai nisun leploni avdi chutz meachad miribuy shebehen. Until he specifies that he's leaving part of the Eved out. Until he says, I'm going to give all my property to my Eved except for a little part. So once he had mentioned the word Eved there, when he leaves back a tiny portion, that tiny portion might include part of his ownership of the Eved, and therefore he doesn't go scot-free. So this part's a little bit confusing here. There's a decent-sized Rashi here. It's probably worthwhile looking at. Rashi says as follows. Top of Tesamon Aleph, and we'll stop here. Ad sheyomer stam chutz midavar muat. If a person says, I'm leaving something behind, but doesn't explain what he's leaving, I guess we don't have to do much more than that. But since he says a small amount, that small amount might be referring to the Eved, and since it's a possibility, he's referring to the Eved Kanani, therefore the Eved Kanani doesn't go scot-free. But we see from all this, the Rashi says, Umidakamar Rabbi Shimon Liolam, he ben charon, and the fact that Rabbi Shimon says he's always considered a ben charon, ashmin, and we learn from here, lo shna hecha de kana shar nechasim imo, kigon sheperish hashir, sheshaya chutz mekarka, ploni, tash de kana atzmo, ushar nechasim chutz menishir, lo shna hecha de lo kana shar nechasim, kigon shelo hiska shem hakarka, sheshaya, de kasa le chutz mi beis kor karka, hash lo kana shum karka, de bechol chad vechad, ikil memer, hainu hau de shar. Afil hachi, who ben chorin, the lav karkahu, velo shayar. I'm a pagin and debur. All right, we go through it a little bit complicated here. But either way, we see from Rabbi Shimon here.
Unless he says a certain percentage that he left.
Of the kark, he says, if I'm leaving aside part of my land, then we could assume that definitely the Eved Kanani goes free. But if he says, I'm leaving something behind, but we don't know what that something is,
right.
It's a possibility of first Eved Kanani, he doesn't go scotch free. But other than that, though, any other case...
Much, it doesn't make much sense, because then it's he's just saying air, because he knows that Makol Mashikana of the Kana Rava, right?
So that
just,
itself...
Rashi says, okay. The Chnufe, he's just doing it to flatter.
Right, so it's just doing...
Flatter,
right.
It means nothing.
All right,
Shkoyach. Okay,
Shkoyach. There's a tremendous Mashikha.